The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Hello, friends. Hello, Sangha. So today, we continue our exploration with karma, with this important, profound teaching of karma. So, the past few days, today being Thursday, the fourth day, we are going to turn our attention to this teaching and how it impacts our life. In the past few days, we have discussed the three different aspects of karma as action with intention, the action of the mind, the body, and speech, all actions from different sense doors, and the lead and the trailing edge, what is left from the action, from the intention, which is the leading edge, the action itself, as well as the trailing edge, what is left, what is created, what formations are created. So, it's impossible, perhaps. I mean, it is possible, but it's important to talk also, to pay attention, to talk a little bit about rebirth as we talk about karma. So in the West, as Buddhism has come to the West, most or almost all of Western Buddhists, they don't really subscribe to the idea of rebirth, this concept of rebirth. So, because in the West, there is this concept of the self, there is me, I have a fixed identity and thoughts and emotions, etc. This is the fixed me. Whereas the idea of rebirth can actually loosen that. It's concordant. It goes along with the idea of impersonality, ungovernability, uncontrollability. So let me speak about that for a moment. And just to say, you don't have to believe in anything. You don't have to believe. These are just invitations to consider a different way of seeing. So for the next 10 minutes, 9-10 minutes, let us enter into this world. You know, we're in this universe, we're in this world where perhaps we, you know, you don't believe that there is no rebirth. For a moment, for 10 minutes, let's just enter an alternate world. That where the concept, the idea, there was the reality of rebirth. Let's enter into that together. So, if you were reborn, if there was someone, if there was, if you were reborn, if you were rebirth, if there was rebirth and there was someone else who was your, say, your previous self, you know, they would have a different body, different gender, different upbringing, different language, different memories, different dreams, different attitudes, all of that being different. So would that still make them the same person? And if there was a being that, say, was you were reborn as someone else in a future life, assuming that is true, we've entered this universe together, this thought experiment together, where that is true, that person would still have a different gender, upbringing, and language, learning, memories, dreams, attitudes. So they would be a different person. Could you still consider them to be yourself, right? So there is no continuity of the self in rebirth anyway. Because in Buddhism, in the Buddhist doctrine, it doesn't even make sense to call yourself a self, let another rebirth, for it to be a continuation of yourself. So the idea is that even here in this one lifetime, we are not this coherent, independent, controlled being. It's just we are made of causes and conditions and interdependence, strong interdependence with others, with causes and conditions. So the idea of rebirth is that as it is mentioned in the Buddha, in the suttas, the same way that milk changes into curds and then changes to butter and then changes to ghee, similarly, and the same way that milk and milk curds and butter and ghee, they all have the same, they're all connected. However, they manifest very, very differently. In the same way, if there is rebirth, you know, you are manifesting very differently. So there is not a sense of, I'm still not the same person. If they have this different dreams and memories and parents and dispositions and everything. So it's there is not a self in the idea of rebirth that is kept. So if there is rebirth, and the idea is that, yes, I am heir to the actions of someone who is long dead, supposedly, and their even though, you know, again, my body, nationality, language, all of that is different, I have this composition here in this life, and yet that gives rise, at least for me, being in this universe, assuming that there is rebirth, for me gives rise to a sense of gratitude that there was this person who passed down. It's like they were my ancestor. There was some kind of ancestor that were different being, the same way that my grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother or grandfather, they were different beings, but they passed something down to me in terms of genes. In the same way, they were this ancestor. They passed down this you know, previous reborn self, passed down these karmic formations that now I'm grateful for and I'm the beneficiary of. And in the same way, I pass down these karmic formations for the benefit of someone else who in some ways is related to me, the same way my children are related to me, or my great-great-great-grandchildren, if I had any, they would be related to me. And I want the best for them. So basically, the teaching of rebirth and karma brings up a sense of, it's really, it pivots. It's based on generosity and gratitude, a sense of generosity that we have received something. We have received life, first of all, and we have received these karmic formations, and we are going to make the best possible and pass it down. So it's like, I don't know if you have the same feeling, but when you say stay at a friend's place, I like to leave it better than I found it, cleaner than I found it. It's the same idea. This karma that you have been passed down. Thank you. Can we make it better? Can we improve it? Can we make it kinder? Can we make it more patient? Can we make it more loving, less reactive, and pass it down to others? Is that possible? is that possible? So again, all we really have is this moment's knowledge, is this moment's awareness, and our actions, our intention, our actions in this moment. We don't really know. I mean, again, now we can perhaps exit this universe, or rebirth is definitely true, exit this thought experiment together. But even if it were true, it wouldn't make much of a difference, right? In terms of, oh, I'm going to live forever and I'll come back and I'm not going to die. No, of course you're going to die. It doesn't make any difference. It just brings a sense of perhaps interconnection that we already feel with all the living beings in this moment in time who are living with us on this planet, because our life is strongly intertwined with theirs, the air we breathe, our actions, etc. And the same way we are intertwined, we are inextricably intertwined with beings from the past and into the future, not just genetically, but in some ways that maybe actually for some of us give us inspiration, aspiration to be kinder, to feel that the whatever remarks we make, whatever we do, is not without reverberations in the world, not just in this moment, but wider. So basically, the teaching of karma and with respect to rebirth makes us even realize even more that we're not living for ourselves, for our own benefit. It's such a small-minded thing that to think that I'm just living for myself, me, 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 me. But we're living for the benefit of all beings, whether or not we like it. And so with what quality do we live in this moment? With what quality do we live in this moment for the benefit of all beings? It's not about me. How do my actions, how do my intentions affect everyone? So I thank you all. I thank you for your practice today. Thank you for your dedication, planting seeds, wholesome seeds of kindness. Take good care of yourselves and hope to see you tomorrow. Take care.